Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. All this wonderful weather has been welcome in the farm fields of Maryland. Much to our delight, tomatoes are still coming in, and that is very good news. Now, while the full-size tomatoes get most of our attention, we should not forget the little guys. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, cherry tomatoes and all the other little miniature varieties, they're fun to work with.
Yeah, and you know, until I really started canning tomatoes, I didn't realize that the big ones are over, but the little ones go on forever.
They do.
So like you're not going to really see a lot of large tomatoes anymore. Those plants are kind of done, but these little cherry tomato guys, constantly producing well into the cooler weather.
That's right, and the farmers have to keep picking them, and
That's
the
right.
more they pick, it seems like the more they grow.
Yeah, and remember like when we talked about, there was only one cherry tomato.
Yeah,
right?
You're,
this little
yeah.
red thing, and everyone's like, what a cool thing, look
yeah.
at these cherry tomatoes, right? And now, the varieties are endless.
It really is. So what happened with the heritage, the heirloom breeds
of
tomatoes happened
yeah.
with it. I went to the farmer's market in Waverly last week, and here's some that I saw. Gardner's Gourmet has a cherry tomato. I should really call them, I think, you know, miniature tomatoes or something. But this one is called Black Prince, and it's
yeah.
a smallish dark one. The dark ones seem to have really intense flavors.
Very intense flavor. Not nearly as sweet as some of the lighter-colored varieties, but certainly a great intense tomato flavor.
Thanksgiving Farm had Matt's Wild Cherry Tomato, which is very, very small, almost
uh-huh.
like a fat pea.
Yes, yes, yes.
And extremely sweet.
Uh-huh.
And what a beautiful color of red. So they're nice as an accent.
Yeah.
Glenville Hollow Farms has the pear-shaped, or a butternut squash shape almost.
Yeah.
Tomato called the mint julep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an incredibly unusual shape, and I just loved it. But I really hit the jackpot when I stopped by One Straw Farm, and Joan had the artisan blend,
which
was about six or seven.
Sure, sure.
She didn't even know all the varieties that were in it, so we made up a few names. The ones we were able to identify was black cherry, which is exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Sun gold, which is a medium gold one round.
Very pretty tomato.
Blush, which is, I think that's a made-up name, but
yeah.
I don't know. And it's an oblong greenish gold. Sunrise bumblebee, I know that's a real
yep.
legit, a stripy round that comes in red, pink, and purple. And Lucky Tiger, which is an oblong, stripy red.
Yeah.
Now, the things that you can do are just, you know, anything you can do with a regular tomato, you can do with the cherry tomatoes. But you have such variety
mm-hmm.
and so easily acquired. The classic thing, of course, is to do a salad based on these things.
And yes.
Just, you know, cut them in half.
But you have to cut them in half.
Cut them in half and
yeah.
then mix them.
Trying to eat a whole tomato can be deadly.
Yeah, it's a little.
The little one, it shoots seeds everywhere when you're trying to get it on your fork. Yeah,
so true.
Cut them. Yeah, I know it's a pain in, you have to do each one.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But you can make a cherry tomato soup.
Sure.
Very spicy and
of
creamy.
Of course.
Garnish it with quartered cherry tomatoes. That would be lovely. And they're very good size. Some of these have a little bit of size to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can stuff them.
Yes,
which
they make
it.
Great little appetizers.
And in Spain, you see that a lot.
Yeah.
Little,
and, you know, as we get
pinchos.
Later into the season, you're going to see a lot of guys bringing you green ones.
Yes,
which
yes.
actually make great little green, they call them tamales or
mm-hmm.
pickled tomatoes, which are great garnishes for all sorts of things, including cocktails.
Well, that was one thing I was going to recommend is pickling some of these little
yeah,
tomatoes.
Especially as we get to the green ones, they're really nice.
Well, all sorts of things. We'll put these ideas on the website. You can check it out there. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.